It's the Lower League Show. It's John Gibbons, and we're here to look at what's going on outside the Premier League. And who better to join us, first of all, than Ali Maxwell, who's from Not the Top 20 Pod, which does exactly what it says on the tin, looks at all the divisions outside of the Premier League. So, Ali, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again, guys.
It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. And I want to focus mainly on the Championship because we've got Ipswich and Norwich callers to come. And it's a surprise to me who's at the top, really. Obviously, the relegated sides were the ones who were top of the bookies' predictions at the start of the season, which kind of often happens. I think a lot of people had their eye on Leeds United because of who was managing there. Sheffield United, less fancied, I would say, but top at the moment on merit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, not to have a go at you off the bat, but you must look at the points more so than the positions, because it is so tight at the top of the Championship. Of course. And every single time we've got a round of matches, it seems that the team at the top will draw or lose and another team will reach the summit. So at the moment, it is Sheffield United. It's the second time they've been up there in the last month, and they're very much there on merit, as you say. I think the most consistently impressive side in the Championship this season. And maybe that speaks to the fact that they have that consistency in their manager, Chris Wilder, in a lot of the squad that was there from last season as well. And it's a club that is in a good place. A lot of the contenders, the likes of Leeds, who have such an exciting brand of football, but we're always going to take a bit of time, have a few teething issues. And the relegated teams, as you mentioned, we've seen year on year, actually, that those teams don't tend to start well. Even Newcastle, when they were promoted the other season, they lost their first two games. So it's not too much of a surprise to see West Brom and Swansea and Stoke get off to a relatively slow start.
Yeah, I mean, Sheffield United, they've actually conceded quite a few goals. I noticed here they conceded 18, which is more than Bristol City down in 11th, but they're scoring goals and they're winning games. They're not drawing many, and I think that can obviously help you in a tight division, isn't it? Whereas, you know, it's obviously 3 points for a win, and those draws can sometimes rack up and cost you. And it's notable that Leeds and Middlesbrough behind them have actually drawn 6 each, whereas Sheffield United lost more games but won more as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on. And the goals against 18 in 15 games is a worry. You wouldn't want it to get much higher than that, hovering just over the one goal conceded per game mark. Teams like Middlesbrough will be well under that. And sometimes we see that a good defence can be enough just to keep you around second, third place and win promotion. Middlesbrough themselves have done it.